Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Having moved now into the ninth chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, we are coming to a section which helps us to know what we need to do in our lives to make them meaningful and fulfilling here upon the earth. That, you recall, is the main purpose of writing this book. And the first part of the book involves Solomon's investigation into those areas of life that people often pursue with the goal of making their lives happy and fulfilling, which turn out to be dead-end streets. They don't go where they think they are going. But there are things that will help immensely. And we saw in chapter 7 and 8 that the most important thing probably is wisdom, that is godly wisdom, to be able to analyze every element of life in the light of God's truth. That will really make the difference in your life, both for time as well as for eternity. But now moving into chapter 9, we have some other elements that are very helpful, and maybe we should say some truths, which, if understood, will make a great deal of difference in our lives. The way we understand life, the way we understand circumstances, the way we live our lives. And in a sense, this is another way of explaining the application of wisdom to life, because these truths are the facts, the information, the revelation, the godly revelation, that becomes wisdom that we can apply to life. And so it's very important that we pay attention to these matters, and to that end, we will continue on in chapter 9. Today is Tuesday, December 8th. I remind you that we are very much in need of your financial help, and particularly that's true in this last month of the year, as we'll be closing out our books in 2020 and making decisions regarding the continuation of the broadcast on various stations in the year 2021. If you value this broadcast on this station, perhaps the Lord would have you help us with the cost. Well, how to make your life meaningful and fulfilling. And the first thing that Solomon deals with, and we introduced it on the broadcast yesterday, is learn to submit to God's inscrutable sovereignty. The longer I live, the more convinced I am that that is foundational. Those who learn to submit to God's sovereignty have an entirely different outlook on life than those who resist that. And though there are a lot of people who give lip service to the idea that God is the sovereign God, nevertheless, in practical terms, refuse to submit themselves to that reality. They keep fighting it, kicking against the pricks, so to speak, wrestling God for control of their lives, failing to submit to His sovereign rule. And that is a disaster for frustration and for difficulty, for lack of peace, for lack of happiness, for lack of fulfillment. I can't think of anything that is more important to your quality of life than learning to submit to God's sovereignty. And we looked at that more carefully yesterday in verses 1, 2, and 3, which remind us that life's circumstances are under God's control. The sooner you understand that and accept that, It's one thing to understand it, or at least to say you understand it. It's another thing to accept it. But life circumstances are under God's control. And that's true for the righteous, and that's true for the unrighteous. It's true of everybody. And you remember that Solomon, in this section, helped us to understand how to distinguish between a righteous man and an unrighteous man. And, of course, I'm using that word man generically, an unrighteous person and a righteous person. And it's not by the apparent favor and blessing of God upon a life. Those who are prospering and healthy are not necessarily the righteous. And those who are struggling and finding life difficult because of the burdens, challenges, and trials of life are not necessarily the unrighteous. And the only thing that is the real distinguishing mark between the righteous and the unrighteous is the exercise of faith in God. Those who are living a life of faith in God are the righteous. Those who are living their lives ignoring God are the unrighteous. It's as simple as that. But now we need to understand a second thing. Not only, number one, are life circumstances under God's control, but number two, man's sinfulness permeates his entire being. And this is the last part of verse 3. And here's what it says. Verse 3 says, and this is the first part that goes with yesterday's, but I'll read the whole verse. The first part says, "This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that one thing happens to all. Truly, the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil. Madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead." What is Solomon saying? He says, human hearts are full of evil. And he goes on to say, human hearts are mad. That means incapable of thinking rightly. This is not mad in the sense of anger. This is the mad in the sense of insanity. And what is insanity? It is the inability to think correctly, to think rightly. We talk about people who are sane. That's people who are thinking rightly and therefore behaving in a sane manner. They're behaving in a productive manner. And then those who are insane, whose minds are not working correctly, and whose conduct is bizarre. They are not living productive lives. In many cases, they're living destructive lives, either destructive toward others or, in many cases, self-destructive. But that's exactly the result that you would expect from the truth that Solomon gives us here. People who are blind to ultimate realities are going to live unproductive lives. They're going to live unfulfilling lives. They're going to live unhappy lives. And that's because of what? Because of sin. Man's sinfulness permeates his entire being. Human hearts, Solomon tells us here, are full of evil, and human hearts are mad. That is, they are unbalanced. They are insane. Truly, the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil. Madness is in their hearts while they live. And after that, they go to the dead. What is the bottom line of mental health? We talk about mental health a lot. There's a lot of emphasis upon it in our day. There are a lot of experts that are giving advice in regard to mental health and trying to help people to achieve mental health and to provide counsel to people who are struggling and trying to help them cope with life and to come to a better mental health, better understanding, better balance in life. Well, I'll tell you what the bottom line is for mental health. It is understanding God and His truth aright. And so, in a world where the majority of people have not submitted to God, They don't accept his rule. They don't accept his authority. They don't accept his word. They don't accept his truth. It's no wonder that there is a great scarcity of sound thinking and sound mental health. I have actually heard some people suggest that everybody in the world is in need of help in regard to mental health, that nobody has good mental health. Everybody needs a psychiatrist. Everybody needs help. The problem, as I have observed it, is that so many times the psychiatrists don't have particularly good mental health themselves. In fact, and I hope I'm not insulting someone here, but again, it's by way of observation, just what I have observed in my life, it seems to me that people who are struggling with their own mental demons, so to speak, are often the ones who are drawn to the field of psychology and often into, maybe I should say, into the study of psychology and often into the field of psychiatry. And many times they're doing that because they're trying to find help for themselves. If I can study this subject in school, maybe I can figure out what's wrong with me. And then having invested in an education in that field, what are they going to do with that? But of course, they need to go on and get to the place where they can use their education to make a living, so they become counselors to others. And oftentimes, they've never really solved their own mental health problems. So here you've got people who are not very well balanced mentally, who are trying to help other people to become more balanced mentally. Well, folks, sin has permeated man's entire being. Sin has permeated our minds to such an extent that it is very difficult, and I would say impossible, apart from the ministry of God's Spirit in our hearts, it's impossible to have a really sound mind. A sound mind is found in the person who has been born again by the Spirit of God, and just being born again doesn't immediately make us totally well, but it puts us on the road to mental health. It puts us in the place where we are capable of getting the real help we need to achieve mental health, good mental health. And where is that found? That's found in an understanding of God's Word, and that's a process. After we're born again, we are equipped now to be able to understand God's Word in the way that we could not before. And now we spend a lifetime studying it, and it's God's Word that renews our mind. As Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That comes by the work of God's Spirit applying God's Word to our hearts. That's what brings healing mentally, emotionally. That's what brings us to good mental health. Mental health depends upon the ability to understand God and His truth aright. And if you don't, then you're not going to have a very solid level of mental health. It's as simple as that. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Man's sinfulness permeates his entire being. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. God give you His eternal peace.